Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I'll tell you somebody else who does not age, and somebody you can hear every Sunday here on WTIC News Talk 1080, is Peter Greenberg, petergreenberg.com. So I understand we were going to have you on earlier this week, or last week, late last week, and you were in the middle of the Caribbean somewhere.
Actually, I was in the middle of the Mediterranean. You were close.
Yeah, Mediterranean, well, Caribbean. Yeah.
Two places we're both jealous of, so that's fine.
Yeah, please, go ahead. So
exactly. So I was actually in the middle of Greece off the coast. In the Mediterranean, on board a brand new cruise ship, sailing with American passengers, all vaccinated.
Were you nervous?
Not at all, because you had 100% vaccine compliance, right? The crew was vaccinated, the officers were vaccinated,
okay,
and you couldn't get on the ship as a passenger unless you were vaccinated.
Ooh, whoa! So, you know, just on a larger topic. You know, it's been a fight, for example, in Florida, where, you know, DeSantis said, okay, I think some of the, basically, there's a tiff going between him and the cruise lines. What's going on with cruise lines around here?
Well, everyone else outside of Florida is doing okay. But in Florida, the cruises that are operating are saying that vaccinations are optional, which is a little strange.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, under the Florida law, if you demand vaccination proof before delivering a service, you're liable now to a fine of $5,000 per incident. Now, that's being litigated in the courts, but until it's resolved, vaccinations are optional on those cruise ships. What that means, by the way, is the cruise ships have added a different dimension to it. If you want to be on a cruise ship and you're not vaccinated, you have to show proof of at least $10,000 worth of medical coverage.
Whoa.
And $30,000 worth of medical evacuation and repatriation coverage.
Yeah.
So there is a price to pay.
And Florida's obviously struggling right now, leading the nation in new cases, of course. So let's talk about, you know, flying. It's just so complicated right now. We talked earlier, Peter, about, you know, how some flights have had to add stops and so on. And, you know, they've talked about high jet fuel prices or this or that, but, like, this jet fuel shortage is having a material impact on travel right now.
Well, you know, it's a perfect storm. It's not just the jet fuel shortage. It's a pilot shortage.
Yep.
And then, of course, every plane is full. So if you have one hiccup in the system, the rest of the system kind of shuts down. So if you're going to book a flight, do yourself a favor. Three things I'm going to give you some advice on. Number one, you got to book the earliest flight of the day.
Okay.
Number two, even if it's a nonstop, if your flight cancels, it's no longer going to be a nonstop replacement flight. You're not going to get to where you want to go at the time you thought you were going to get there.
Okay.
And even worse, since so many of our listeners make connection flights, when you go online, what's the first thing that comes up? The cheapest fare. Don't just look for the fare. Look for the connection time. And if the connection time is less than 90 minutes, if it's less than 90 minutes, don't book that flight. There may be another flight with another $30 increase in fare, but if at least it has a 90-minute connect time, you know that if the first flight is late, you're going to make your connection. Because these days, with every plane full, if you miss that connecting flight, even if the airline wants to put you on their next available flight, it may not be available.
You know, it's really, I'm glad you brought that up, because if you look at the, you know, the waiting times, and here, yes, nine times out of 10, you're making a connection. But I mean, some of these things are insane, like 4 hours, 3 hours. You're sitting around some airport in St. Louis, you know, waiting. You really do have to look at that. And you can actually save time, maybe not as much money, but you can save time by doing that.
Yes, but remember, anytime you see a connect time of under 50 minutes,
don't do it.
Don't make that reservation. You could be an Olympic sprinter and miss that flight.
What's the responsibility of the airline in some of these instances? We had a trip to Mexico plane. We canceled it, but one of the reasons we canceled it was supposed to be leave on a Monday, come home on a Friday. They changed it to a Saturday to Saturday and didn't even let us know.
That's the problem. And by the way, they have the right to do that if there are unforeseen circumstances. You can also have the right at that point to say, I'm not taking the flight and get your money back. But remember, because in doing that, they've essentially canceled your original flight.
Correct.
So under the DOT rules, you're entitled to a full refund. Don't take the voucher, take the refund. But again, if the airline can't get you to your destination, then they're going to try to, quote unquote, rebook you. That rebooking may not be happy for you at all. You may end up losing a day or a day and a half.
You know, it's funny. They happily take the refund because we bought the ticket early enough and the ticket price is actually listed price is actually triple what we paid.
Wow.
They go out and resell that ticket and they do fine.
They're fine. Hey, you know, one other thing, Peter.
Oh, yeah.
When we're talking to you, we thought about planes and we haven't talked about trains. And, you know, what's going on with Amtrak? I know they'd cut back service quite a bit. But, you know, some people told me it's a great thing to do.
They've actually started to restore service.
Yeah, that's
now.
What I mean. Yeah.
Remember, they're part of the infrastructure bill. They're going to do okay, especially in the Northeast Corridor. And then they're going to work on the long-haul trains. The one thing we don't have, of course, is high-speed rail. We may not have it in our lifetime.
No.
But at least what Amtrak has done, they've done a great job with the trains they do have. They've done a great job in terms of social distancing. They're getting great ridership. I'm a big fan, even though it's Amtrak. I love the European trains and the Asian trains.
Me too.
But give me an option to take an Amtrak train, I'll take it every time, as long as I know that they're not going to necessarily be on time, because the news bulletin, they do not control the tracks.
Right.
The tracks are controlled by the freight lines. And if you've been on an Amtrak train, you already know what I'm about to tell you.
What?
It's not unusual for you to pull over to a siding to let some 100-car freight train lumber on by, and there goes your on-time performance.
Right. We're talking with Peter Greenberg, obviously travel editor for CBS News, a whole bunch of other things. You know, that leads me, because I think of the Acela, and I think that Acela is, like, obviously fueled so much by business travel. And I'm just curious whether it's rails or the airlines. You know, Ray and I were talking earlier. We're just curious. We don't know. I mean, is the business traveler back at all?
The business traveler is trickling back, but my guess is this. September 15th, it's going to roar back because kids are back in school. And all you need is one Fortune 500 corporation sales staff saying, you know what, enough is enough. We want to get out on the road and meet our clients in person, and their competitors do not want to be at a disadvantage. That's when the wheels come off the tracks and everybody goes.
You know, the other thing, Peter, in a larger question, you know, as you were mentioning, most flights are full. I mean, they just are. And part of that is because airlines, and as you said, airlines, they've laid off pilots. Now they don't have pilots. You got the fuel issue. Are they going to start adding flights now?
They are. But remember, they're only going to start adding flights in markets where they can make a quick hit. Right? Take Bozeman, Montana, for example.
No.
Every airline in the world has announced service to Bozeman. Now, let's face it, you have 200,000 seats a month going into Bozeman. You don't even have 2,000 hotel rooms in Bozeman, but it's near a national park. That's where people want to go for the summer. When October rolls around, you're not going to see that kind of air service to Bozeman.
Okay. But, I mean, as far as, you know, the trunk routes, here to Atlanta, you know, whatever. I mean, or the big ones. New York to California.
The traveled routes, yeah. Yeah, they're going to add flights back. They've been doing that all along. The question is, what kind of aircraft are they going to use? That's the unresolved question here, because you can add as many flights as you want, but if they're only 150-seaters, that may not make a difference.
Well, Peter, I'm sure you've seen the shots, you know, the aerial shots, where basically a lot of airlines just parked airlines out in the middle of the desert, like their airplanes, you know, because they just can't make them work.
Well, they did that during the pandemic. If you take the same aerial shot today, you won't see any planes parked in the
desert. Oh, good.
They brought them all back.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, but the problem is you can't just kick the tires and get in the cockpit and fly the plane. You got to get recurrent training. There's your problem with flight cancellations, because you need 2 days in the classroom, 3 days in the simulator per pilot to get qualified or requalified to get back in there.
Wow.
You multiply that by the number of pilots and the number of flights they have to make, Now you see the problem.
So just quick, 10 seconds. It sounds like it's not a good time to fly.
It's a great time to plan for September. That's okay. The magic month. Take okay. My advice. That's when you go.
Got it. Right.
Thanks, Peter Greenberg, and we'll be listening on Sunday or anytime. You can't live without the guy because you probably can't. PeterGreenberg.com. Thank you for being on.
You got it, guys.
Good talking to you.
I remember his NBC Today Show days.
He's always useful.
He's been around.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.